Hey, we've got, I don't know, one thing that may not be hopping this weekend is the fishing opener.
Oh, what? Why not?
Well, yeah, you're.
I haven't seen one boat drive by the
you mentioned
studio
that.
Windows here.
Right. You know, Friday night, it's the opener, tomorrow, Saturday. And every indication is that ice is not going to be gone by tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, because it's going to be
late start.
I'd say like a no start. But we've got avid outdoorsmen and guide, whether it's fishing or bears or anything having to do with the woods, is Kelly Shepherd, and he's on the phone right now. Kelly, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thank you.
Nice to have you aboard. Of all the years to have fishing open on the 10th of May, is this year, because it doesn't look that inviting on putting your boat in very many lakes.
No, everything that we've looked at is still tight. There's the flowages, maybe, but no, it's going to be quiet.
Now, how much ice are you hearing is still on some of the lakes up the Gunfoot Trail?
I've heard up to 20.
That's a lot of ice to disappear by tomorrow morning. Have they got blowtorches on the lakes, or what's going on?
I don't even think that's going to help. Where I'm at right now, it's raining pretty hard. But
really?
I'm north up on the Caribou, and it's been pouring, but this warm temperature tomorrow, it might open some things up.
Where?
Well, any of your subtle lakes, any of the small, shallow lakes, they're starting to show some signs.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I would look for those. Anything that's, the Brule River or the Tate, stuff like that. Any place where there's some movement. There's open water on those.
Yeah, and are you talking about like Northern Light or?
Northern Light.
I know it's difficult to think of any because most of the lakes are just not there.
No.
And
it depends on what. I looked at a lake today, and if you really wanted to work that hard, you could skirt the shoreline. But that's if the wind blows, then you're stuck.
Now, how about people that say, hey, let's go out on the ice?
No. Absolutely not.
That was quick.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, I think last year a few folks decided that, well, maybe that doesn't work as good as they thought.
No.
Ice fishing this time of year.
I've had a lot of calls and inquiries, and people are asking. I said, you know, just wait a week, and we'll be good.
Yeah.
But don't do anything dumb.
Now, are there other alternatives? Lake Superior, what else can people do? They're itching to get their line in the water.
Yep. Superior is basically the only open lake. You know, there's the steelhead are starting to run. There's always lake trout hanging around the river mouth right now. We're seeing some signs of some fish ducks around various river mouths. It means there's smelt around, so you might be able to catch a trout that way.
Uh-huh.
But even getting into some of these back lakes, you can't. The roads are impassable.
Yeah.
There's a lot of snow.
There's a lot of impediments to opening fishing tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, how about you as a guide? How does this affect? Well, of course, it's got to affect what you're doing. Have you got anybody interested in going out?
I never do opening weekend. It's the only weekend I don't, and this is one of the reasons. You just don't know.
Yeah.
I never have. I learned a long time ago. It's where 2 years ago the ice was off and everything was good, but it's Mother Nature. You can't control it. Plus, you don't really know where the fish are. So I fish opening weekend for myself and friends, and then they go to work.
Now, usually we count on, it's early, it's tough to get walleyes in a lot of places. They're spawning, things are happening, and they get a little sluggish afterwards. And then by Memorial Day or right in there, it into June and becomes really good fishing. Will this late opener push that all out too?
No. It should be just about on right on Memorial. I'm thinking for the best walleye fishing. I'm actually going to be out tomorrow. Like I said, I have spots that I can get to. But, and that'll tell. You know, if we catch a few fish, you know, if they're the small males, then that'll kind of give us a time frame. Mm-hmm. Run the water temp and see what that's like.
Yeah. Now, are you? I understood that you might be guiding Lake Superior this summer.
Yes. Okay. I'll be chartering out of Grand Marais this year, and yeah, I'm back home.
As opposed to guiding inland?
Well, we do both. We actually do both. I have a very good staff. I'm the licensed captain, and the rest of my crew, most of them are locals, have fished these lakes. So, and they have worked for me in the past. So, we're excited. It's nice to be home.
Exactly. Kelly, if people are listening and they're thinking, well, I'm not going to fish tomorrow or it's going to be tougher, but they want to get out walleye fishing, and maybe they might appreciate a little help and some guides. How would they contact you?
Well, you can call my phone number. I don't think this, but it's 218-370-8726. Or my website is www.northshoreoutdoorsmn.com.
And you'd have information there about fishing and hunting and all the activities?
Yes, and we're going to start something this year, which I have a good tech person. We're going to be doing what's called the fish of the day. So either it's going to be an inland walleye, bass, northern whatever, or a superior charter with a salmon or a trout. They can go to that part of the Facebook, and then we're going to try to do an update on the fishing.
So you'll be doing that every day?
Yep. Well, try to. Hopefully we get something.
Now, you ever have a day where you get skunked?
No.
You take a picture of the lake.
Well,
take a picture of yesterday's fish. Excuse me, Kelly, but whenever I talk about difficult occupations, I always think about a fishing guide because you have to produce every day.
Yep.
You can't say, well, I got them 2 days ago and make people happy.
No, and there's fallbacks now, and I've learned that over the years. Walleyes just aren't going, maybe get the smallmouth going. And there's always the northerns. You can always catch a northern. You just got to know where to go. And we being true locals that grew up in the area, you know all these lakes. And so if this lake isn't working, you just have to pack it in and go to a different lake.
My fallback is always Harley and Shelley's Fresh Fish Market downtown.
Can't go wrong there.
No, you never get skunked, that's for sure. Well, Kelly, maybe you can repeat that website one more time for everybody.
Okay. It's www.northshoreoutdoorsmn.com.
We've been speaking with Kelly Shepherd, and Kelly is going to just snoop around tomorrow and see if he can catch a fish. Of course, there's going to be a little tougher. Kelly, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And good luck tomorrow and all summer long.
Thank you.